try a historical drink that is gaining popularity again. We're tasting a shrub next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Hey, let's hit the lake. Put on your life jackets and let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I won't drown and I don't have to wear my life jacket? Will I be invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my life jacket too. Anyone can drown, no matter how old they are.
Accidents do happen. Protect yourself and set an example. Wear the proper safety gear when you're on the water. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Try a shrub to quench your thirst this summer. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners serves up a glass.
The last couple of years I've been experimenting with some colonial recipes, and one of them I really like is called shrub, and it throws a lot of people off because it's got vinegar in it, but it is one of the best tasting drinks I've ever had. Essentially what I do is just slice up peaches into a container. I filled up with enough vinegar to cover it. I'll stick it in the fridge for 5-7 days, or even 2 weeks. I'll take it out, strain out all the liquid, get as much liquid as I can out, and then I'll put it in a saucepan, slowly heat it. I don't want to boil it. Then I'll add sugar to taste, usually somewhere between half the volume of the liquid to one volume in the sugar, what I'd add. So if I get a couple of liquid, I'll do half a cup to a cup of sugar. I tend to go a little bit lighter on the sugar than some of the recipes. And this has become one of my favorite summertime drinks. And I don't do it just with peaches. I'll do it with raspberries. I'll do it with blackberries. I'll do it with strawberries. I'll do it with apricots. I'm finishing some off now that was just wonderful that I used apples and mint on. And so it's one of those unique, really, really old-fashioned things to do. It's really just refreshing and it tastes good, and it's a great way to use your fruit, especially when it's starting to push the limits of how much longer you can keep it. Because you're using vinegar in it, it preserves it actually pretty well, and the flavor is really good. In a shrub, you're controlling your sugar and your vinegar carefully to get the right blend.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.